Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Bitter Freedom, Ireland in a Revolutionary World, 1918 to 1922, by Maurice Walsh. Read by Michael Healy. Prologue. Two Funerals. 30 September 1917. Just before 1:30 p.m. on Sunday, the 30th of September 1917, six members of the Irish Volunteers in military uniform prepared to carry the coffin of their comrade, Thomas Ashe, down the steps of City Hall in Dublin to a waiting hearse piled with wreaths. Ashe, the commander of the most successful Irish military operation of the failed Easter Rising of 1916, had died the previous Tuesday in hospital after being force-fed on hunger strike in Mountjoy Prison while serving a sentence for seditious speech. In the days after his death, the city was tense. Rumours circulated that other prisoners on hunger strike might die. Men and women wore black, and small boys wandered the streets selling photographs of the dead martyr and copies of the poem he had written in Lewes Jail in Sussex after the Rising. "Let me carry your cross for Ireland, Lord." In a series of elaborate processions, Ashe's body was taken from the hospital to the pro-cathedral and then to City Hall, where he lay in state, guarded by volunteers in their illegal uniforms, as thousands of mourners filed past his coffin. All these events had been meticulously planned by the new leaders who had emerged after 1916, Eamon de Valera, Michael Collins...